to Israel in New Jersey. Israel, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Jason?
Good.
I'm calling because I'm an ex-Freemason, Jason, mm-hmm. and I'm calling because I'm now born again. I know this is a secular show, but I just want to have a quick comment. It's just the fact that there was a gentleman by the name of Pastor Jamal Harrison Bryant. He's on the TBN network. I was watching him, and he got up in his pulpit and told his congregation that God is now starting a new world order. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe it because I've been in Masonry, and I know that now that they're sending their minions from TBN to the churches all over to announce the new world order. So we
have. Well, how does explain to me how Masonry, for instance, intertwines with this new world order agenda? In other words, how far in Masonry were you when they started talking about this idea of a new secular order?
I was actually on the 29th degree mm-hmm. of Masonry. And, I, you know, plus I have studied other things, you know, all the way up to the 90th degree. I know about the 13th, the Council of 13, and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. And everything that you guys, between Alex Jones, yourself, and Tex Mars, and all the other great guys that's out there, you're telling the truth. And one thing that your show doesn't put out, which I understand is kind of vulgar, the initiations, Jason, are really excruciating. They're very demonic. They're very painful. And you go through a whole lot as far as physically. But as far as it's tied into the New World Order because the Masons are actually the ones, the minions, that they use to institute all the way down to the local levels.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that. You know, I just wanted you to describe that for the audience as somebody who's gone through some of these rituals and these initiatives. And, for instance, you know, the Masani Chip program is out there, MasaniChip.org, where basically they want everything they can from your child, you know, a piece of hair, their dental records, their DNA, a blood sample, and they're saying this is to help the kids. What this really is about is tracking, tracing, and databasing the entire populace and indoctrinating the youth into this system.